Call now. 1-800-691-7898. This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
We're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you.
And it continues to be the 22nd of January, 2011. We're visiting with Clarice Ryan, and we're talking about the subject, the very important subject of conservation easements and how they encumber or interfere with, do away with, private property rights. And I want to go back to the phone lines here. We got a short segment this time, but we got the phones just jam packed. Lee in Georgia. Lee, go right ahead. You're on the air with
Clarice. Morning, sir. Ma'am, how are you this morning?
Just fine.
Conservation easement. Boy, you got to love the names they give some of these things. I believe the document you were talking about earlier, ma'am, was the leaked document was the attachment for the prospective conservation designation under the National Monument Designation Antiquities Act. Grasslands and all. It made me immediately think of that 2.5 million acres that borders the Bitter Creek Wilderness Study Area in the Grasslands National Park in Canada. That was the first thing that came to my mind.
That's a recent thing. That is a presidential by presidential edict.
Right.
You can sign his name and declare it a national monument.
Right. And I've actually got that document. In fact, I've showed this to many people, and they think it's a forgery. They think I created something I created, which I'm not
that
clever.
That was a leaked document.
I'm kind of wondering, and I also have a question for you, Darren, as well.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of wondering, according to my research, it's my understanding that about 70% or so of all land here in the United States currently falls under the United Nations, the Global Biodiversity Project, if I'm not mistaken, which I find very disturbing, and this includes most, if not all, of our national monuments. And I'm wondering if there's any connection at all between these two, this Global Biodiversity Project and this conservation easement. Darren, if possible, I have a website, and I've got a couple hosts that allow me to link to specific shows of great importance,
mm-hmm.
and I'd really like to be able to put up a link on my website for people to hear this,
okay.
Who don't tune into RBN, because I think this is very, very important, and people really need to know what's going on.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'll tell you what, let's take the break. We have a longer segment next time. And just hang with us, Lee, and I'll let you respond, Clarice. And also, we have a bunch of callers on the line as well. So we'll get to all of you. Just hang with us and be patient, folks. So we got to take another break. We'll be back in a few minutes. This is Governor America. We're visiting with Clarice Ryan, talking about conservation easements, private property rights, and this hour we're going to get into coordination. How we can twist the federal government's arm to actually do what we want for a change. We'll be back.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offer. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a one-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
All right, we're back. This is Governor America visiting with Clarice Ryan, and we have the phones stacked. Clarice, before the break, Lee in Georgia posed a question. You remember what that was?
Well, he was talking about this national monument thing.
Let me see. Lee, are you there still?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what was your question again?
My question is on this conservation easement program, project, whatever they're calling it. Do you see any connection between this and my research, if I'm understanding it correctly, shows me that about 70% of the land here in the United States is currently under control of the United Nations Global Biodiversity Project. And I'm wondering if you see any connection between the Global Biodiversity Project and this conservation easement when you talk about land grabs.
Absolutely. The biospheres, in fact, the whole world, after this agenda, well, you heard about, you know about the Agenda 21, the real conference. This was the Earth Summit, and what they did was divide up the whole world into biospheres. And in our area, in this continent, we have the Yellowstone, the Yukon, the Wildlands Project. It started out being called the Wildlands Project. Since then, it has expanded into biospheres running all the way down the West Coast. There's one there. We have now what they call the spine of the continent, which runs all the way from Alaska down through Central America, and then the Appalachia and all this down into the Everglades. It's all divided into biospheres. And in the biosphere, and it's all based on the animal life, the preserving the wildlife, and preserving the environment in total. And that's how these agencies are getting their power, because they're putting in rules and regulations that are going to control the quality of the air, water, and all this. Yes, it is. And the way that it ties in with the conservation easements is their stumbling block, that was one reason they only have 70% of it, is the private property. Now, the private property owners have control, supposedly, of their land, but they're making inroads into that through these rules and regulations that are, so eventually, and through conservation easements, when you split your title to your property with the Nature Conservancy, as an example, they are the ones that are going to supervise to see that you're protecting the environment and the wildlife in it. So to that extent, they've got the camel's nose under the tent. And a day will come when your heirs just will not be able to cope with it, and the federal government will take over. And so, yes, the biospheres are there. That's just part of the whole plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to emphasize, before we go much further, I would like to have you look up the Land and Water Conservation Fund Act, H.R. 3534. That's one of the most dangerous bills going through right now. I thought it might go through during the lame duck, but apparently it didn't. But if that bill, H.R. 3534, would be supposedly protecting all the land and all the water, everything will be encompassed in that. And if it goes through, there will be funding for it for $19 million per year for 30 years.
Will
link up with the Law of the Sea Convention, which was in 1982, and the Law of the Sea would give power over all 70% of the Earth's surface, which is underwater, ocean, sea, and so forth.
Yep.
And
okay, that's H.R. 3534. I just did a real quick search. Would that be
okay.
Consolidated?
You look that up. We don't have time to talk about it.
Hold on, Lee. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Clarice.
And when that man mentioned the downspout, you betcha, that water, it includes all precipitation. Every drop of water will be subject to possible pollution. That is not your water.
You said that's
in the rainbow.
That's H.R. 3534, right?
Yes. All you have to do is look that up. And
okay.
I could talk for hours on that. But
yeah.
I would like to get to back, if possible, to private property and why it's so important. I think you have a lot of listening audience that probably live in cities, and they don't get it that, I don't have any property. I don't have to worry about that. These greedy people that have all that land out there, maybe it should go to the government. Well, our whole form of government is based on the private property rights. Our property, our land, is our natural resources. It's the oil, gas, mineral, timber. You bet it's important, because our whole economy is our whole way of life. So they're after the land.
It's really the only wealth I think that we have left here. We certainly don't have our monetary. I mean, the Federal Reserve has control of our money supply.
They're able
to steal from us simply by printing more.
All the wealth
is in the land now.
What wealth we think we have is on Obama's credit card. It's all credit. It's all in a bank account. It's all bookkeeping.
Hey, Lee, by the way, I wanted to tell you, in response to your question, email me after the show if you could, or during the show, it doesn't matter, and I will send you a link to today's program, okay?
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
All right, thank you. I really need to move on, but because I got a ton of calls here, but I appreciate the call there.
Okay. Want to talk about coordination?
Yeah.
Okay. Coordination is an outgrowth of, we know that if we're going to get the power back, we can't eat the whole elephant all at one mouthful. It all gets back to local government. And we have our little pet peeves. They aren't little, but they're big. These things that government is inflicting upon us as citizens. And so we've got to have a way to communicate with that government. And I have sat in meetings. We have the comment period. And what has been happening is that government officials, they all get together and they discuss how we ought to run things. They set the policy. And then once they get this all set, then they bring the public in for comment. And so you say, you look at what they've... And you make comment, and then they disregard it. They put it in the waste paper basket, and they go ahead and do what they want to anyway. So that has not been effective.
Absolutely.
What has proven effective is coordination. If we could reduce that federal government and the state governments down to our level, at an equal level, so what we have to say has equal level with what you say, then you have power and authority. And there was a bill passed, or an act passed, FLIPMA, Federal Land Management and Policy Act. And then there was, it was followed by another one, a federal statute. But this FLIPMA is Federal Land Management and Policy Act. What it has done is authorize local government to come to a negotiating table at an equal level with federal management agencies, and it has the obligation to use good faith in trying to resolve conflicts between local and federal policies and plans.
So the key here is obligation. Just a minute. This FLIPMA law, you're saying, requires the federal government
absolutely
to sit down at the table and bargain.
It mandates. And the interesting thing is that they are no longer you. They have the obligation to be advised of our local plan. That's their duty.
Mm-hmm.
But they are not obligated to call you in the policymaking. You have to take the initiative to say, hey, we have some things here in our plan at a local level that don't coincide with what you have in mind. And so what we need is consistency between what you at the local level decide you have to do in your land management, water management, and so forth, and have it consistent with what the federal government is telling you you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is empowering. You already had the power, but you didn't know it, and you weren't using it. And so there's five elements of this policy act. And one is to keep the government, it has to keep apprised of the local land use plans. Then they need to consider these plans and then resolve consistencies between their plans and your local plans, and then provide a meaningful involvement of that local government, including public notice. Then you can bring in the public. And then the federal plans must be revised to be consistent with local plans. Now, there's lots of rulings that have been set up in management. There's the NEPA process and environmental impact statement and the environmental assessment, all of these that they are supposed to be doing. And the man that you first talked to, from Texas, would be very well aware of this Trans-Texas corridor.
Right.
And they brought in Fred Kelly Grant, who was a retired criminal attorney that discovered this act that no one knew about and they weren't using it. And he said to himself, I was in Texas when they were very concerned about this highway going through because it was 10 lanes wide, it would be a fourth of a mile wide, and it would have taken out all this land. And
a massive amount of land.
That's right. Well,
mm-hmm.
He decided to use coordination to stop it, and he was able to do that by getting four communities to band together, and they called in the Texas Highway Transportation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold it right there, Clarice. We got to take another break. Folks that are on the line, stay with us. We will take your phone calls. Please be patient. We do want to get to you, but all this information is very important. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
All right, this is Governor America. We're visiting with Clarice Ryan. And you don't have a website, do you, Clarice?
No, I don't.
Do you have some way for the listeners if they want to get in touch with you and maybe have a question?
Yes.
I
use email.
Okay.
It's Clardon, C-L-A-R-D-O-N. It's a combination between Clarice and Don, C-L-A-R-D, as in dog, O-N, at centurytel.net.
Okay, very good. We can give that out again as time goes by. I don't know if you finished with what you were saying there. Basically, what you said is the folks down in Texas use this this coordination process to actually derail the Trans-Texas Corridor to come through there.
That's an
enormous amount of power to have, and a lot of people, I guess, have poo-pooed this whole coordination thing, but if they were able to literally stop the Trans-Texas Corridor from coming through their property...
That was a major accomplishment.
Yeah, that's a huge deal.
It was interesting, too, to me. I was just, a week ago today, I was in an all-day workshop that was put on by Wayne Hage's daughter. I don't know if you've heard of Wayne Hage.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, he ran this for 18 years, fought the federal government for water rights on his grazing lands,
mm-hmm.
and he had to die before he won it. He did win it.
but they will outlast you and they'll outspend you, and it's forever. Now, the difference between coordination, using that as opposed to a lawsuit in order to protect your rights, is that the federal government mandates that they pay attention to the welfare of the citizen. And you can find in this corridor, they found that there was all kinds of rules and laws, and they hadn't abided by the EIS, the Environmental Impact Statement, they did nothing right, and they kept calling them in, and they finally withdrew. They just gave up because they had planned this. It was all ready to go. They brought in Spain. It was a $5 billion, I can't remember exactly how much. It was huge. But anyway, it was ready to go, and they stopped them. So, but Margaret Byfield is Wayne Hage's daughter, and she is now, she and her husband and Greg Kelly Grant are going around through, putting on these workshops, helping people at the local level to get started. And there is a procedure, and you do have to go through an elected office. You could go through the county commissioners, school boards, any number of any agency that it has official status through election process. But then they will be the link. It's government to government. You can't go in as a little group of people that have decided that an injustice has been done. So then what you do is work through that agency that you have picked out to set up the meetings and to do the negotiation.
Yeah,
it's a lot cheaper. It's all volunteer. You have to have dedicated people that are willing to work. And I think it's more American. I think we have had a tendency to, we think we've done our job when we go and vote and we elect people, and then we sit back with our hands in our laps and send them to the state legislature and say, go do it. Well, this gets you back to your local problems. You can only do so much so fast by putting through legislation at the state level and the county level and so forth. So it has a lot of advantages. And what you do is just decide on issues that you can address. There are several states right now. We're going to have a meeting next week of the states that want to do something about the health care bill and say, we just don't want it. It's the state legislators that are calling that. There are several bills going through right now at the state legislative level on wolves. We are being overrun by wolves, and they don't even belong here. They're not a species that is here. They broke their own rules to bring them in. Now, we could have, and still can, use their rulings against them. They broke their own rules in bringing them in. They aren't controlling them, and they're destroying our livelihoods. They're destroying our economy and our safety. The time will come when we won't have tourists here because we have to have guns in order to protect against these wild animals.
Yeah.
So our government is not paying close enough attention to what it's doing to the people and our lives, our way of life, our custom and culture.
Mm-hmm.
Coordination gets you at the table at an equal level with them. So they face the people.
Yeah. Now, we got a gob of calls here, and folks, I promise you on the other side of this break, we will take your calls. If anybody has any questions, too, about coordination, you're certainly welcome to call in with those as well. We got another half hour to go. So you can get on board. Warner in Canada, Ron in Missouri, Melanie in Connecticut. We'll get to all of you. So stay with us. We got another break here coming up, folks. The information, her email address is Claire Don.
You know, if they're calling about coordination, I'd like to ask something. I already get like 100 emails a day.
Oh, really?
I don't know if I can even handle that.
Let's hold on here.
I'll give you another website.
Okay, give me just a few minutes here to take the bottom of the hour break, and we will get to the calls too on the other side of the break. Stay with us, folks. This is Govern America. We're visiting with Clarice Ryan, and we'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Yo, are listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for a heart and body extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about heart and body extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The heart body extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of heart and body extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're going to hit the ground running in this segment here because we're getting time slipping away and we got a bunch of calls. Real quickly, you were going to give a website before the break there.
Yeah. I'm a little bit concerned. I think you're very popular, and I'm afraid I'm going to be buried in emails and I won't have time to do justice. But there is, you're welcome to send it. Maybe I would just refer you to these. Dr. Ed Berry, he's a PhD. He's an atmospheric physicist who has been fighting the global warming fraud and the climate change and the cap and trade. He's been fighting that diligently, and he set up a website. He discovered that this was being used for a complete takeover of the world, basically. Mm-hmm. And so it's much bigger than, it's just a way to the end. It's a tool they're using, and
right.
He set up these websites, several of them. I would suggest Climate Clash is one, climateclash.com. And
Climate
he also
Clash.
Has Government Land Grab, G-O-V-T, G-O-V-T, that's Land Grab, LandGrab.com.
Okay, very good. And you can learn about coordination on the on those sites?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Fantastic.
Coordination, if you have something specific on coordination, let me see. I'll give you
Let me see.
Well, we can talk about.
I can give you American Stewards. Look up American Stewards. They have. Yeah, that's Margaret Byfield, Wayne Hage's daughter. That's
okay.
Her. Look up AmericanStewards.com.
Okay, very good.
And she is the specialist on coordination.
Maybe we can get them on the show, too, maybe.
Yeah, if you called me, I just have to refer you to her, because she and Dan, and, of course, Fred Kelly Grant also, I don't think he has a website, but she is the source of information. She puts out a newsletter. It's a foundation.
Okay.
That they have established to fight for property rights.
All right, very good. All right, let's go straight to the phone lines now and talk to Warner in Canada. Warner, thank you for your patience.
Yeah. Jan?
Yes, go right ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Yeah, Mrs. Ryan, she mentioned there about those ranchers in the northwest there that are basically being forced off the land. There are a couple other ranchers down there in Colorado that are under the gun, and I've been looking into it. And it's Vernon Wagner and Gilbert Schumann. They're being shafted by the Colorado Department of Agriculture and by the veterinarians.
Well, I know of a big, about 1.1 million acres of land that was taken over through conservation easements in the southeast corner of Colorado.
They're grabbing for more.
Yeah, they're... Colorado is under the gun for conservation easements.
Yeah, and the other day I heard something, it made me shake my head, and that was about that basically, in a way, the Department of Defense, in a way, took over the control of the EPA.
Yes, it could. Well, I don't know if they did or whether EPA took over them. The EPA is... basically, under one of the, I think it was Clinton's administration,
mm-hmm.
given authority to all of the department, all the agencies, since they are in charge of the environment, environmental protection.
That all started with the President's Council on Sustainable Development, didn't it, Clarice?
Well, it was official that they report to EPA because the EPA is over. And the energy, defense, everything. Defense, I don't think it's the one on top. It's EPA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but as I say, you know, when the defense comes in, who has done
That's
more
right.
environmental destruction than the military sector?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And energy, everything falls under EPA now because they're putting everything under concern for the environment.
You know, it's kind of funny since you brought up Clinton. I remember there years ago where I read an article where he had signed a presidential edict to have 160,000 cattle guards fired. And he wasn't aware that cattle guards were not persons, but just the driveway that led onto the rangelands.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, so much about the presidents they put in place, you know, how much they know about. But as I say... in a lot of their decisions, they are being duped in by a bureaucracy.
Yeah. People don't understand what's going on. They don't see the links. I just pulled up something this morning which was shocking. Now, they did manage to stop that one corridor, but there's another corridor that's going all the way up from Mexico City up to Montreal. And it's just like the Trans-Texas. It's going through Texas, but a different route. And then on another document, it said it would introduce wildlife corridors. And on the map, it looks like they're the same. So,
I'm not sure. You might be talking about the Canamax corridor?
No.
Oh, you're talking about the wildlife corridor.
Wildlife.
Not a highway.
It's also the same. They have more plans than you would believe. If you start looking up in the Internet and start linking, people do not want to connect dots. They find one thing, and they think that's the whole story. It is
right.
a massive plan.
Yep.
The only way
you
can attack this massive plan is at the local level and fight them there.
Amen.
And get everybody alarmed.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks for the call there, Warner.
Dan?
Yes, real quickly, I got a
you mentioned something there about the United Nations basically taking control over.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I attended a conference a couple of years ago here in Moncton, and here in the upper Bay of the Fundy and the southeastern part of New Brunswick, UNESCO approved unique ecosystem. And I said, how did you pull that off? One third of the forest land had been clear cut and with herbicide spraying, and the upper end of Bay of Fundy is being used as a sewage lagoon for the surrounding cities that empty most of their raw sewage right into the bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So much about bureaucrats and environmental organizations
yeah.
taking
Nothing
care
makes any
of
sense
the environment.
They're right. bringing in these wolves because the poor little wolves were threatened, and so what they have done is wipe out completely thousands of elk in Yellowstone Park. They are desecrating everything. They eat everything in sight. The wolves reproduce at the rate of 10 puppies per litter and 2 litters per year per female, and these animals that they're eating, the elk and so forth, reproduce at 1 calf per year.
Yep.
Do the math. We can't survive.
Well, that proves once again they don't care about the environment. The
right.
environment
right.
is just an excuse. And what you were saying, Warner, is a good example of that as well. They can dump whatever they want to in the,
Hello?
You know, and that's fine. But, you know, they...
it makes no sense. It doesn't seem to even do anything in favor of the environment. They're using that as a tool to gain public support because everybody believes them that, oh, that's what they want to do is save those poor little wolves.
There you go.
Yeah, as the public gets brainwashed by mainstream media.
Yep, it's the marketing. Hey, thanks for the call there, Warner. I appreciate
okay.
it. Ron in Missouri. Ron, go right ahead. Thanks for holding on. Or did you hold on? Ron?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, okay, go right ahead.
We still have it. We have a victory. We had this water rights nonsense with our sewer district, and the state Supreme Court here in Missouri ruled that was unconstitutional, made them stop. Now we're trying to get our money back that they took from us. So you can win these battles. You may have to do it county by county or state by state, but we did win that one anyway.
Absolutely. You have to win these battles one by one. You can't kill the or eat the elephant all at one mouthful, but you can. If we get the people to realize and be educated as to what's happening, but I think your other caller indicated that they're naive. They believe all this. You can't believe what the government is saying.
Right now we have a case before the courts. We have a gentleman who still has a septic tank here in our city. They try to say he had to pay that. He refused. They put him in jail. Now I guess they're trying to get him out of jail. So why am I paying the water tax? No, I'm not even part of your system. Anyway, let me get to the next caller.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Ron. You know, I know you live in Missouri. They've been doing a lot of metering of private water wells there, and I'm sure probably all over the country. We could probably do a show on water districts and things like that, Clarice, because
yes. This
is something, this is another area of control. I mean, we talked about water earlier in the program, but water is going to be increasingly important in the coming days, you know, and this is an excuse. They're draining the Great Lakes here and shipping the water all over the world.
They are. Right.
It's all for profits and under the guise of protecting, you know, just another example of how the environment really doesn't matter at all.
Okay, water, no, life cannot exist without water, and they're after the water. And you're right, water is one of the local, at the local level, your water district is a wonderful one to work through. In fact, our most successful one here in our county, or our state, is the water district, and they have a coordination program going through that district rather than the county commissioners. Sometimes the county commissioners are good if you can work through them, but sometimes they just don't get it. They're so busy with their little daily chores and things that they're doing that they just don't understand why they have to be involved with the federal government. Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Since you're talking about water, I want to get back to this water bill and the fresh water. When I read this bill, it's 38 pages long, and they repeated again and again this terminology: ocean, coastal, and Great Lakes. The Great Lakes is the largest freshwater
body of water in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right. They are selling fresh water to other countries. I'm from the sand hills of Nebraska, and I know that they're after that sand hill land because it's underlaid with water. There's no trees, virtually no population. It's just cattle and grass. That's why they're after the grassland. But under that sand, there's water. And so we have to be concerned about water. Now, there's an executive order, stewardship of ocean, our coasts, and Great Lakes. It all ties together with that law of the sea. And that executive order was signed July of 2010. And this document that came out was on the interim report on the Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force. So it's all tying together, and it's being forced through that.
Yeah.
Because, now let's take a look at the United Nations summit meeting. There was one of the first summit meetings was in 1972. Then the next one was 1982, and that was the Law of the Sea, and it was never ratified.
Right.
Then the next one was 1992, which was the Rio conference, out of which we got Agenda 21, sustainability, and all the headaches we've had ever since that. And then after that was 2002 in Johannesburg, South Africa, and Dr. Michael Kaufman, whom you have all heard, went down, and I think he was very instrumental. He was with a group of people that was instrumental in keeping them from signing the Earth Charter at that one. Now, what's next? In the next 10-year cycle, that's 2012. Now, what does that make you think about? We have Obama, and he is putting on the pressure to accomplish a lot in the next 2 years, I'm quite sure, because that's when he supposedly will be up for re-election and make it back in.
Mm-hmm.
So think about, put all those dots together and take a look at that bill and see if this isn't one of the efforts, because that bill is land and water, and that covers a heck of a lot. And
yeah, absolutely. And you're talking once again about H.R. 3534, the Land and Water Conservation
Act. Yeah, and it covers a heck of a lot more. We've had that Land and Water Conservation Fund in existence for some years, but it's been underfunded. This year, if that goes through, and watch it closely, because it may be going rushed through. It's called the CLEAR Act, Consolidated Land, Energy, and Aquatic Resources Act. They threw in energy there.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to the phone lines and take Melanie in Connecticut. Melanie, are you still there? Did you drop?
No.
Oh, yes. Yeah, go right ahead.
Now that you're talking about water, don't forget T. Boone Pickens, who wants to acquire all that property in Texas, who has the largest aquifer under it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes, the fracking and all the chemicals. When they do fracking, they put all the chemicals in the ground to get the natural gas out, so they're ruining our water anyway. But I wanted to I called originally just to say that most Americans, including myself until recently, didn't have any clue what a land title was. When you pay off your mortgage and you get your little piece of paper in your hand, what you think is yours is not yours. And unless you turn that into an alloidial, A-L-L-O-D-I-A-L title, which is a land patent, which is an unalienability forever, it can never be taken away from you. Unless we teach people that the government agency bank, nobody can take that away from you, that we need to get our property into alloidial titles.
Yeah.
I've heard of that a lot. Have you land that you've done that with?
No. We're seniors and we're renting at this point. But
I've heard of that a lot, but I have not heard from anyone who's actually done it.
Well, you're actually a tenant. You don't own your property. You're a tenant. You have possession of it when you pay it off, but you're a renter or tenant. And so long as that property is held in that kind of a license, you will pay fees. You'll have to insure it. You're zoned, you'll have to get permits to do anything to it. If you have a sovereign loidial title It's your property.
Yeah.
It cannot be taxed. It cannot be taken away from you. It cannot be an encumbrance. Can't be put. It is. We need to teach people about this.
I would like to hear from someone who has actually done it.
I think it is kind of hard, you know, to get that thing, and you know, so it would be interesting. I know we got hundreds of listeners out there, so maybe somebody could call in if you've ever. Any of you ever known anybody to do this? We do have another segment left in the show, just a few minutes after the break. So we would be very interested in hearing. But yes, I mean, absolutely, I've heard of it as well. In fact, we've done programs on it. I'd just like to know anybody else.
Oregon Treaty 9 Statute 869 615 1846.
Okay, you
let's
did that.
Try that. The Oregon Treaty 9 Stat 869, June 15th, 1846. That might help.
All right, very good. Thank you so much for the call there, Melanie. I appreciate that. All right, folks, we've got another break here. Final segment straight ahead with Clarice Ryan. We'll be back.
The PerkyRite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary PerkyRite, with its exclusive black Perky filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The PerkyLite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the PerkyLite, the transparent water filter, for only $259. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're final segment here. Clarice, I want to give you a chance to finish up here. I know that there's a lot of information that we threw out here at the listeners today. The most important, I guess, would be the FLIMPA, the Federal Land Management and Policy Act.
Yes.
I guess the key here is to have people on these in these agencies, in these offices that you can work with and you can persuade to do this on your behalf, right?
Yes.
And there's a certain amount of preparation involved. Can you touch upon on what exactly the folks need to do?
in preparation to do this?
Yes. If you contact Margaret Byfield at that American Steward, she can send you a book. In fact, I have one coming to you on coordination, and it has step-by-step process.
Okay.
And if you ever hear of them having a workshop anywhere near you, it would be well worth it to spend a whole day, and they will go through the whole thing because there is a step-by-step procedure. You do have to, once you get approval, you have to go through, write up certain documents to approach the federal agencies, and then after that, you when you're planning your meeting, you have to be very structured and very, very professional so that when you bring these people in, you know you're seeking their weak points so that you can leave them with some obligation to go and before the next meeting to see if they can come up with proof that they have met their requirements for putting through this legislation. And most of them don't. Certainly with the endangered species.
Mm-hmm.
These endangered species just appear in the still of the night, and you don't know many times where they came from or how they got there. So obviously they're not following proper procedures. And the whole process is available from American Steward. And let me give you their office number. It's 512-365-2699. And it is a foundation. You can subscribe to her newsletter, which is very informative. She touches on all kinds of subjects of things that are going wrong in the United States, especially, though, property rights.
Okay, and her name again is Margaret Byfield?
Yes, B-Y-F-I-E-L-D, American Stewards of Liberty.
Okay. I had Stewards of the Range, I thought.
And they are in Taylor, Texas, Post Office Box 1190, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Texas, 76574.
Okay, once again,
if you want a website, it's AmericanStewards.us.
Okay, AmericanStewards.us. Okay, very good. Once again, that's P.O. Box 1190,
yes.
Taylor, Texas, 76574.
Right.
And the phone number is 512-365-2699, correct?
Right.
All right, very good. Hey, listen, I really appreciate you being with us. We're going to have to do this again because... This time just flew by, and there's so much good information today.
Well,
I really appreciate
it. I'm so pleased that you contacted me, and I really appreciate the opportunity to get the word out because it is a big, complex thing that we're facing. And when you start looking at all these things that you've already been addressing in your programs, you begin to realize how I compare it to a big jigsaw puzzle all strewn out on the table, and you start putting the pieces together, and you say, oh, my goodness, it's this. And the more you do that, the more you begin to realize you have a big, ugly picture that's forming.
That's right.